This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal.
We're talking with Professor Patrick Markey, a psychology professor at Villanova University. And Professor Markey, we all know everybody sets themselves up by saying they are going to lose weight. Yet you're saying this is the worst possible resolution they could make. Why so?
Yeah, well, I mean, the bottom line is it tends to fail. That the clear majority of individuals fail at when they set a New Year's resolution to lose weight. That, I mean, just within the first week, 25% of those resolutions fail. And by 6 months, you have almost close to 100% failure rate. So it's simply something that doesn't work.
Why?
Well, the main issue is what we call the false hope syndrome in psychology, and that how this basically works is people kind of set these tasks for themselves, almost impossible tasks. And dieting is typically this, that people set a goal to, say, cut out all the carbs, and so they set these dramatic goals. And these are things that they can't do for the rest of their lives. They're simply too intense, so they fail. And then what ends up happening, though, is people will start to justify it, saying, oh, well, I just failed because, you know, this one weekend I ate a little too much. Next year I'll do better. And so the next year they adapt the next fad, which also sets these impossible standards that we can't live up to. And so what ends up happening is we end up weight cycling. We'll lose weight quickly when we start the diet, but then we gain it right back till the next year.
It's a very familiar syndrome. I go to a gym, and we're already bracing for the influx of new members who will show up and be there for about 6 weeks, probably.
Yeah, I mean, that's the good news. Yeah, it's only going to last for a while, and then they'll go away. But it's also kind of tragic news in a way, because they go away and they don't come back until the next year.
How do we get around this? I mean, you note that, you know, we do lose weight, but by year two, we typically gain it back again. How do we avoid this sort of yo-yo cycle?
Well, the secret is that you don't want to set these unrealistic goals. That setting a New Year's resolution is fine, but you don't want to set a New Year's resolution to, say, lose 15 pounds or anything along those lines. You want to set New Year's resolutions to simply eat healthier. And I know that sounds very cliche, but the secret to being successful at this is it's a gradual process. That you might set a goal to, okay, this week I'm going to cut out sodas. And you make sure you can live with that for the rest of your life. It's not temporary. So if you can't live with no sodas for the rest of your life, then maybe you just cut out one. And you kind of just slowly dwindle down how much poor food you're eating. And you're replacing them with healthy choices. You do this very slowly. And hopefully across time, this slow weight loss will maintain itself. You're not going to gain it back. And so avoid fads and simply set healthy goals, not weight loss goals.
Well, it sounds a lot like you're saying, look, focus on actions, not results. Don't say I'm going to lose 10, 15, 20 pounds, but I'm going to take this one specific action for now. And if you can stay with that.
Yeah, and you know, you won't be able to stay with it forever, right? We're close to the holiday season, and we're in the holiday season, and, you know, it's harder to maintain healthy eating habits, and that's fine. The secret is, though, if you have a bad day, and I say that loosely, but you have a day where you eat unhealthy, it's not the end of the world. You simply just go back to your healthy eating afterward. One or two bad days, if you will, of unhealthy eating aren't going to make you fail your healthy eating style. Rather, you just have to recognize that this happens, and you just go back to how you've been eating before, and you maintain it. Just like if you have one day where you don't eat anything, it's not like you're going to suddenly lose a lot of weight. And if you have one day where you eat unhealthy, it's not like you're going to gain a lot of weight. Again, it's this slow cycle that we have to respect and understand that it's not quick fixes.
Well, no. I suspect that a lot of people take these New Year's resolutions and believe that in a month they can lose 10 pounds. Or they believe if they go to the gym in a month, they'll be able to run 2 miles. They set these really what are dramatic and unachievable goals for themselves.
And sometimes they can do that, right? So they might be able to lose the weight quickly. But the problem is it doesn't maintain. They set these the diets they can't maintain for the rest of their lives. And in some ways, it's almost a curse because it becomes reinforcing for us. Right, so I went on this diet and I lost 10 pounds and I felt so great. And then I gained it all back. But then next year we remember, hey, I lost 10 pounds on that diet. I'm going to try that again or a slightly modified version of it. And so in some ways this quick weight loss that we do tend to experience is almost a curse because we end up gaining it back, and most people actually end up gaining more weight back. And what research suggests is this weight cycling of losing and gaining weight constantly is actually more unhealthy than simply being obese. That it's one of the least healthy things you can do to a weight cycle.
Do we need to be paying less attention to social images and pressure to lose weight? And I'm not suggesting somebody who's obese say, never mind, I'm just going to be obese. But aren't there a lot of people out there who want to lose 15 or 20 pounds that maybe only need to lose 5 or 10 pounds and they need to sort of readjust their frame of reference?
Yeah, no, I mean, you absolutely correct. That obviously being smart about what we want to look like is one of the most important things we have to do. I mean, weight loss is inherent with healthy eating, that if you're going to be eating healthier, you'll usually maintain a healthier weight status. I mean, but you're right, certainly some people might be losing more weight than they need to or desire to lose more weight than they need to. That's a tough issue to address, though, of how do we overcome this? I mean, we're inundated with social media and images constantly, so it's a really hard problem to overcome. But if you just simply eat healthy and not worry so much about your actual weight and just worry about your health, hopefully those two issues might resolve themselves.
And I'm suspecting that you would point out, look, just because you're eating healthy doesn't mean you can eat 3 servings.
Right. Although, you know what, in some ways, I mean, my wife, a lot of these, she's a research psychologist, and we do most of our research together. And actually, most of these ideas are from a book that she has coming out called Smart People Don't Diet. And a lot of the research that we've done together strongly suggests that if you want to eat as many vegetables or fruit as you can, go for it. It's really hard to eat too much too many vegetables or too much fruit. So there are some food categories that almost just by their low calorie count to start off with, it's hard to overdose on, if you will. And so, I mean, you're right. You don't want to overdo it in general, but, you know, you don't have to worry about so much if it's healthy food to start off with.
You've been listening to a segment from the Wall Street Journal this morning. To get more, go to WSJThisMorning.com.